מצלמים אותנו.
You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good afternoon from LA. It's a Wednesday, 12 noon, my time for my show, Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan. I'm a hypnotherapist. I master in neuro-linguistic programming, also known as NLP, and I master numerology, both Western and Kabbalic. I'm also the author of the book, Unlock Your Child's Potential. The book came out about almost a year ago, first in Hebrew, available for purchase through me, or for listeners from Israel, it's available in Israel as well, and also in English. That's the Unlock Your Child's Potential, which is a guide to parenting through numerology. Yeah, it can be purchased by me or through Amazon. And today, like every week, I have very special guests. And today my guest is Ziva Plattner. So welcome, Ziva, and thank you for coming to the studio. A lot of the guests are remotely because of different reasons. So I appreciate and I really like the fact that you came, that we can talk.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
Perfect. Thank you. And I will give a very kind of a short bio and then we'll run into you giving us a lot more information. Ziva is a certified therapist in MT, Master Tapping, spiritual healing and meditation, a MA Art of Language Educator from Middlebury, Vermont, art therapist from Beit Berl in Israel. You have a BA in literature, art and political science. Also a language department chair at EULA Girls School High School, a teacher instructor, and uses it daily with tapping students, which I read it and I love that, for achieving focus, concentration, and creative learning, which reduces anxiety. As holistic therapist, Ziva is using master tapping, which is mainly what we are going to touch here today, and meditations.
Correct.
From my understanding. And you will explain, instead of me reading, because there's so much about helping to clean and release blockages, anxieties, traumas, and maintain a healthy lifestyle. And we will get into it because I have so many questions to ask you. And the reason why I was very interested when I saw it is also because I am doing EFT, which is emotional freedom technique.
Correct.
But the first thing you told me, it's not the same thing. It's similar, but it's not the same. So I'm going to hand the microphone to you, but I want first for you to explain to the audience, where are you from? How did you come to what you're doing today?
Thank you so much, Yael. I'm honored, as I said before. I'm from Israel. I have three kids, three grandkids, Baruch Hashem. And I would like to dedicate this session together for returning all the hostages and to pray for them and for all our soldiers, our brave soldiers, and all Israel, Am Israel Chai.
Amen, really. Amen. And I am wearing this is the sign for the release of our hostages.
Correct.
So definitely, and I appreciate you doing that.
Yes. And I was introduced by Master Tapping 4.5 years ago when I had recommended by a friend in Israel, actually, and she says, let's tap it. And I know how to tap, you know, the drums, but I don't know how to tap our bodies. And eventually our body is, body and souls goes together, and what we go through our life affecting us. And I had a little problem, and my friend says, so let's tap it, okay? So we found it, and I have also a biotensor that I'm using, which has the Magen David on it. And it's like serving me as a third hand when I'm questioning yes or no. And it's guiding me where is it staying and where it sits in our body exactly. Because it could be in different places in our body. And she says, what happened when you were 3 and a half, 4? And I did not remember. And of course we don't remember, because it's not like a draw in our mind that we can open the draw and says, oh, this is it, and I know exactly what it is. So I went back and I like back and forth. And she's asking me, what happened? I said, I don't remember. So for 1 minute, I'm like, what's happening? And I did not remember. And then suddenly tears came up of my eyes. And she says, yes, yes, yes. What is this? What is this? This is the truth. So I said, I think my sister was born, and she was for half a year in the hospital. And still thinking about it, I can cry, because it shows us how true it is. And this is the emet, right? And it sits somewhere in our body. And it's kind of a trauma. And I needed to release that to open something that happened with my grandkids. And it's interesting, it didn't fell on my kids, but it went on my grandkids. And one of my I have two boys and one girl, and it went to the girl, the little girl, and it's probably healed me to go and hold her, and kind of a healing for myself of what I had at that time when I was 3 and a half and she was a baby, and my sister was just born. And closing this is helped me to heal that point in my life. And then from there I says, oh, we can do it, and I can help other people to heal themselves, so to prevent us to be sick.
And so it's like an emotional blockage, basically, that we're not even aware. Like, right. We know something is not working, but we correct. Don't know where it's coming from, and we want to find the root cause.
Yes.
So what you're saying, basically, is that she went and found something you would not even think about,
no. But
it's coming back in your life. So it's a trauma from the past, but it's coming back to you, skipping a generation, basically, and finding you in that place when you're with your grandchild.
Right.
And what did you do there? First of all,
and what I did there is, like, everybody saw from outside that I love more that little girl than the others. I love them the same, but it didn't help me to say it so many times. It's still, that's what other people saw. Till I did not heal that part in me, I could not move on. I mean, and today I can hug them, the three of them together, with no problem at all, because I healed that place in my heart, in my body, that sits on me for so many years. And I'm here to help other people and to explain what is master tapping. So we to start understanding what is master tapping, we have to agree to some basic scientific assumption. So the first one is our brain keep us alive every moment. We agree on that. All right. Then the extension of we're using the subconscious only 5% of our all 95 that is there. Mm-hmm. And we're not using it whenever we have to do any special decision. And sometimes we don't listen to ourselves. When we do not listen to ourselves, we make the wrong decision. How do we know when we make the right decision? So I think going and feeling what in our stomach that is combined the brain and our heart, it sits in our stomach, and we're not listening. There's so many things, other things in our life that we're not there to listen. The daily is just moving. Every day is just, we have to keep doing this. We have to keep doing this. And we have to stop for a second to see what we really need and to listen, and to that subconscious will be more free to us. We have to listen to ourselves more. And I'm actually trying to do that with the BioTensor, which will help us to do that. A third basic scientist assumption that we have to remember is emotional conflict affecting our life, and the mental and physical illness, mm-hmm. whatever happened to our life. So people that saw something frightening, they will do, and then eventually something will happen and they will have asthma. So body and souls goes together. I didn't say it. The Rambam said it, like, right. On the 11,000 years ago. I mean, it's... it's there. And I don't have to...
And just, even the medical field now, I think, is starting to acknowledge that it's a body-mind-body connection, and it's connected even to cancer and to every other type of sickness.
Especially when we lost something very deeply in our life. Dr. Hammer in the 1970, Germans, Refuah Germanit, the German health
system.
And a lot of them didn't like to hear it because what he was saying, he was testing what happened, why people getting sick with cancer. And he saw that if we lost something, could be a person, could be even a work, could be something that we lost and mean to us so much, we can get cancer. Mm-hmm. And it's affecting us badly.
100%.
The organs in the body are extensions of the brain and respond to our thoughts. Body and mind influence each other, right? Thoughts create reality. So we're here to fix and to go in a positive way. And actually, I can give you later on a little couple little tips of the meridians.
Yes,
that
we love that.
That we can change. And we are all part of a global human fabric and share collective subconscious. So we can help each other. Mm-hmm. I can help somebody in Israel just with meditation. And I'm and moms can help their kids. They're really, it's working. And we are one universe human tissue. And the higher intelligence is really helping us. I know that as I also, we shouldn't forget to ask what we want, even for our malachim, even from our
angels.
And each of us have our own angels that protecting us. And yeah, they're not coming because we're not asking. And when we want to ask something that will help us, we have to ask as we are speaking to each other.
But we have to also believe.
Right.
Before, because asking is great, but we have to believe that somebody, whether it's an angel, a guide, or whatever you call it, some people will talk to someone they lost, which is also okay, but you need to believe that someone is actually listening and is here to help. And listen. And
you have to light a candle, there's a way, but don't bother them too much. It's also where we have to know how to do it.
Exactly.
So,
and one of the things you mentioned, I always love to give it as an example, how we don't use the power of our subconscious and we don't listen and go inside. And many people are trying to look for answers outside,
right?
Which is, I always say, yes, it's great. Learn more, search, educate yourself. But the answers are within us. And I always tell, especially my daughter who just graduated from med school, when she used to do tests, she used to mark the answer, then go back to that and change it, and later on would say, oh my God, why did I do that? I knew the answer. That's the exact example for people who are not listening to themselves and are not working with their intuition and subconscious. Because once the conscious mind start working, it's the doubting and that voice that's talking to you. So be very careful about it. And it was a great, you know, way to explain it. So I remember when I studied, we were talking about an electric system in our body, which actually the medical field believe as well in the electric system in our body. And the acupuncture and the acupressure works on the exact same system. So do you want to just talk a little bit about it so that people can understand more what is the tapping? What exactly does it do?
So, yes, of course. Yeah, the master tapping is based on the German medicine and the Chinese medicine, which is also the acupuncture and also the emotional freedom technique, the EFT. And it's all part of the healing system, and it works. I'm not saying not to go to see a doctor. Yes, go see the doctor. But the doctor will go and treat us in that point of what we need. Actually, we need, for the long term, we also need to take care of ourselves and to prevent us to continue being sick. Mm-hmm. So yes, go to see the doctor, of course. number one, but also know how to take care of yourself on a daily basis. And we have over than 365 the meridians, like for example, under the nose, and when you have anxiety. So tap it until you feel there's no stress, and just say to yourself, or just tap it, feel it. If I feel also anxiety on the top of my chest.
By the way, she's just doing it and I'm starting. This is a sign for me, right, where the emotional blockage is. And just you were tapping, not even me. And I started just feeling it.
Feeling it. Amazing. So it's see how we are one, right, human. Rikma enoshit achat.
Right.
So, and the third eye, which is also a very strong point. And I'll give you a tip. When we have, this is like our toilet, this area between the thumb and index, mm-hmm, right? So if we take two fingers, three fingers, whatever you feel, and you say the anxiety is going to go away, because this combined into our
internal column.
Yeah. Exactly, the colon. And we want to release this. So we have to tap on that meridian that it's between the two fingers, and just say all the bad stuff that you want to get out of your body. The anxiety, the worriness, the bad thoughts, anything. I'm ugly today, ugliness. If I have a stomach ache, all the pain.
I'm worried, I'm afraid.
And then on the karate, it's what I want to say, good stuff for myself. I can do it. I will be able to make the test. I'm going to succeed. I'm beautiful. I can do it. And even our kids, just to teach them. And if somebody is laughing, let them laugh. If you just do it, it's working. Before I came here, I had a terrible stomach ache. I stopped tapping. I start tapping the whole way, you know, I was driving, and then it's gone. It's not there anymore, you know.
Right.
It is working. We do have to believe, but if not, just start doing it, and you'll see it's working. Before I want to, I just want to emphasize something, that the bad energy sits on us, especially in our difficult time. And we all have anxieties, and we all have things that we worried about. We have families in Israel. And I opened my Zoom to women's in Israel, and I did also the holistic meditation, and I did it with the 9 Star of David. And they went to sleep. I mean, I went to sleep, and it was a morning in Israel. So, of course, I couldn't fall asleep. And then I'm just giving you a small example. And after doing the tapping and doing the meditation to protect with the 9 Star of David. And I woke up in the morning, and 3 ladies wrote to me, thanks to your meditation, we could go with a car. We could drive to the south, could visit again our families and come back safely, which we didn't do it for the last 4 months. And I says, I did it. It's not me. I was just a channel that helped them,
right,
to be able to do it, to give them some protection.
Right.
And yeah.
I love to use as an example. I mean, it's a weird example, but think about plumbing. You know how the plumbing goes this way? Like your sink. Or even the toilet. But if there is a blockage somewhere, what will happen at a certain time? It will overflow. It will just go out. That's exactly what happens to us when we are holding some emotional blockage, whether it's a trauma, something just happened, I'm afraid of something, and we don't deal with it. We don't release it. It's like a snowball. It becomes bigger and bigger and bigger until we can't function. It overflows. And that's exactly how I tell my client,
correct,
to think about, in my case, emotional freedom technique. So we need to, that's, by the way, one of the strongest things is when people come to you and say, okay, I have a problem with something. I have a problem functioning or something with the relationship. You need, as their therapist, to find the root cause,
right,
where it's coming from, because otherwise, what are we tapping on? If you can just explain, you know, briefly how exactly, So, do you so, get to the room
so
first?
So sometimes, I also have the biotensor, as I told you before, and I'm not moving it. It will tell me yes or no, you know.
So you are holding it or the client?
I'm holding it. I'm holding it. And it will tell me, is Yael calm and very comfortable? See, I'm not moving my hand. Mm-hmm. Tells me yes.
And how does it know if...
Because I'm connecting to your subconscious.
Okay.
And there is things that we need to do. If you want to do it with me, you can do it with me. And then this. And then around... And on the stomach, and then turn around, and then around the ears, and are we? Mm-hmm. See, I'm not moving my hand, so it will help me to find the root. And I also have an app that I'm using for the tapping, and it will show me where. And we can do it with no subject. It doesn't, if some people don't feel comfortable to tell me what they have, and I says, okay, let's do it just with a. No topic, and let's see where the tapping will take us. And suddenly tears are coming from, so I know it's true, and they're willing not to say and not to share, but I'll find a place in the body after a place in the body after a place in the body where the trauma or whatever is bothering them sits. And we don't have to go all the time to go and find the roots. We just have to find it, release it. And sometimes we have to do it a couple of times because it sit there for 30 years, 60 years, you know. And we go from there and we feel much better. I had a phone call from my client. She's in Haifa. And she was texting me in the morning and says, it was morning in Israel, afternoon here. And she says, my husband woke up. He has a really bad pain in his back. He cannot walk. We need to go take a blood test. His tapping can help. I says, yes, sure, let's try it. Thank you for believing in me. But I need him. So FaceTime with me and we'll see him in front of me. He did what he needed to do. I didn't know if it's going to work or not. I knew it's going to work, but I didn't know if it's going to work or not. Half an hour after she texts me, he's walking. I says, every time it's amazing from the beginning, you know, it's like the first time. So he was willing to try it. He says, yes, why not? What I have to lose, you know, I'm sitting, I cannot even move. He could not move. Half an hour after, he's walking. So I was happy to help. And the stories, and I have more stories of that. I had, we'll call her R. She's in our community, and she had a really big pain in her feet. Mm-hmm. And her husband came because he was curious. I said to him, you sit on the side. You do not talk, but just sit on the side. And I would start doing the master tapping, and we were finding where it sits. And suddenly, and she was talking, and the pain started to get worse and worse. And I says, I'm going to stop. And then she says, I'm leaving on Sunday to Israel. I says, let me check. You're not leaving on Sunday to Israel, which is the following day. You need to see a doctor. And you will go in a month. No, my kids is in Israel. I have to go. I says, you're not going. You have to see a doctor on Sunday as soon as you can. And you're going in a month. She called me on Sunday and she says, Eva, I had blockage blood blockage on my feet. She went after a month. Her husband says there, call me the white witch. So, yes, it's a pleasure to help and being able to assist other people and to find a release for them. I think I found this tool and it's amazing. There is a... Others examples, if you want me to continue, I'm happy.
I mean, I love hearing stories, that's for sure. But do you think that it has any channeling also? Like, did you feel anything in your younger ages before you learned or were exposed to anything? Did you feel that you have that in you?
That's a very interesting question. So as a child, I was very sensitive, like into a point that you could not even... hit me on my tush as a baby. So when I was very sensitive. So I could get into the room and feel other people. But you don't know what to do with this, right? So growing up, continue to be very sensitive, and I didn't know what to do with this. Nobody guide you, nobody. I really didn't know what to do with this. There was one night that I was working in the kitchen, and I could feel my grandma behind me. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I says, no, this is not really happening. It's like the movies, like the stories. It's like, and I knew she is behind me, and she's watching me and she guiding me. But again, I did not know what to do with that. And I stop. And every time I said to my husband, you need to do this, you need to do this. Not all the time he listened to me. Most of the time he says, oh, I'm so sad that I didn't listen to you because this is what I need to do. So I stop listening to this. Eventually, I become an art therapist. And again, great tool, but something was missing. And lately, the last 5-6 years, I went myself to somebody and she says, oh, you know what to do. I says, no, I'm very little. She says, no, you're not so little. So you should believe in yourself. And little by little with the meditation, it came back to me. And it's a blessing that I was so afraid. I didn't know what to do with that. Now I know where to channel it and how to channel it and how to help other people. And myself too, and my family.
Yourself, right.
Yeah. And it's amazing.
It is amazing. And I love it that when people realize that they have those gifts, that they are willing to share it with others. Because I believe that if we came to this world with those gifts, or we found a way to get them, whether education or whatever it is, not everybody is willing to share them. Not everybody is willing to look at it.
It's true.
From that place. So I think it's amazing. Now, my question again, because I come from the emotional freedom technique, the EFT, where or how is it different? Because it, from everything I saw until now,
it's almost the same.
Very similar. Where is it different?
Do you use a biotensor? No. as a third hand? And by the way, we can also train ourselves that our hand will tell us instead of this.
That we do in hypnosis.
So you can train. Yeah, you can. Yeah, so the hands can tell you yes or no to do or not to do when you're listening. Also, our body can say it, like you go back and forth, you know. So I think the only difference is the biotensor that is helping me with a yes or no and to find the roots and where it come from. It's really, and there's also a sentence that we have to say. And at the beginning of the treatment, one has to say the key statement and connect to, and connect to the other one. Maybe it's the same, but I think the only difference is this.
Mm-hmm.
So probably it sits on the same meridians, it sits on the same thing, but I think it's also, and it's combined the same meridians at the acupuncture, and it's the same all the holistic that we know. We both found, I think, the key to help others, which is almost the same. And I would love doing things in the future together and see how it works. And we'll go from there.
Let's talk about a session, because most people, you know, they are familiar with seeing a psychologist or, right. I mean, even whatever, a numerologist. Many people ask me, and I was talking about it, how do we do a hypnosis session, mm-hmm. or an NLP session? I know how I do. I'm assuming it's almost the same thing, but how does it, if a client wants to come and do a tapping session, how exactly does that session take, and how long do you need for that?
So usually it's an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. And the client will just verbally say what's bothering them. And then I will check with the tapping where it sits, and we release the places and we go. Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's longer. And sometimes I need to see 5 times the client. Sometimes I don't know how long. And sometimes it's a year. Like, you need to reborn from to start from. I had a client that didn't spoke with her daughter for more than 10 years.
Wow.
And I met her in an art craft thing. And I says, let me try. I can try. What can you lose? She came to me for 9 months, actually.
Oh, wow.
Going back, looking at that, actually a year, nine months. And every Sunday I saw her. And they are talking. They're back together. She didn't answer her. Phones, nothing. They were completely disconnect.
Did she know why or when it happened?
She knows why. She knows when. And she needed to release. You know, sometimes when something happened, we cannot... I will never do something to harm somebody else. Mm-hmm. We can always send them light, white light. Nothing to harm them. But we can treat ourselves. When something is releasing in us, something will start to release in somebody else. Mm-hmm. And it's like a magic. Really, but it's a work.
Right.
And I sent her meditation, and I asked her to do some stuff, and she needed to light candles, but she did it. She went to sleep with that. She wake up in the morning, and she was tapping for that week for certain things that I told her what to tap. And suddenly her daughter started connecting to her, and she was looking at her WhatsApp, and she saw the 2V that she didn't see for 10 years. Little by little, little steps, and they're every day talking today. And the daughter says, actually, you are my best friend, to her mom, which they were not in any connection at all for the last 10 years. So it was amazing to see that, and I was so happy that they were back together. Because she didn't even say she has 3 kids. She says she has 2.
Wow.
That's how I met her. And Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of clients come with a certain problem, and they come because they want to release, but then you see that they are not really willing to release it for whatever reason.
Right.
And they hold the problem like that, and you're like, okay, you have to start releasing finger by finger. And once you do that intervention from the outside, sometimes it just helps them. They feel maybe more protected, and then comes the law of energy. You start spreading that
right.
energy out. I'm open. I'm here. And it just starts happening. And I think I love it that people are more open to it now, because before people would look at it like, oh my God, what is it? It's like a voodoo thing. Like, what are you doing?
Yes.
And it's not. And it's absolutely not. And it is based on some type of science. It may
yes.
be a different type of science, but it's all about our belief mechanism.
And it's our mind.
If we're born in a house that you were told always look at the certificate of the doctor on the wall, then you're blocked somewhere.
Correct.
Because even doctors, you know, are very different this way, and they are open to hearing many different things, and so should, you know, everyone be. And basically that's why we are here for, and that's why we're using the tapping. Anything super interesting to contribute to that conversation, to tell us about the master tapping? I myself love it, and I see the difference. I know it works, at least what I see on my clients, that it works more on people who are more emotional, because
mm-hmm.
they carry the blockage much, much stronger than others that are very rational.
Right.
So I know, before I even start, I know who it will work on. But sometimes, even if you take someone who is very rational, including my daughter, but you catch her in a day that she needs that, it will go.
It works.
It will just go, because they need it, they release, and they let you do what you need to do.
Look, I had a client that came to me. He's very into just logic. And coming to me and being there in the room, and it took a lot of courage for him to sit there. And I told him, if you are not going to be there for yourself and take a break, you're going to be very sick. And he listened. Mm-hmm. And he listened. Thank God he listened. And he did took a break. And yes, I know with somebody that, because it's interfere, the logic interfere with our sense, with our feelings. And sometimes, as much as you want to be logic, sometimes it's the feeling and you have to combine them too. And yet, somebody came to me, a young, she's not so young, around her late 30, and she cannot get pregnant. And she start the story. You always have a story and you always have to say it. Mm-hmm. I'm asking them also to tap and to say the story, because the story needs to get out of us, out of the system, mm-hmm. needs to be heard. We need to hear, somebody else needs to hear. It has to be get out of our system. And we're doing the master tapping and we find the area, it sits a lot in the head and it sits a lot in the stomach and in the back. And
everybody holds it in different places.
Yes. And once we start, and her ears start to ring, like she could not hear what we have to tap and release. She could, it was very emotional, and even her body react. And then she realized that she will not get pregnant if she is in this condition. Mm-hmm. Nothing will go in. We have to release and release. Only then something can get in. You know, even with our womb, if everything is so tight, nothing will go in.
Right.
And if, you know, and sometimes when we talk, you know, and we go and we say good stuff about us or about our kids, I don't know if you believe in that or not. There is Ayin Hara, mm-hmm. in Abisha, it says in the Gemara. So we can do it to ourselves. Without even paying 100%. Attention, without even paying attention, and we block things to ourselves. When something is like stuck, doesn't move on the way we want it, there is something there with Ayin Hara and the evil eye. And then I'll give you a little tip if you want to release it. You can always come to me.
And you will explain later how they reach you.
And there's also something to do against the evil eye and how to check with water. But go on the beach. Just take your shoes, hold them in your hand, and walk on the shore. There's nothing like the beach to clean us. Just walk on the shore. Let the waves come and clean your feet. And just walk for half an hour. First of all, it's a great relief, mm-hmm. and the water will clean us. And then you're like new.
Right. I love to tell my clients that if they want to do a change, they need to release the control, because right. people are very controlling. Doesn't matter now what type of person you are, and in numerology I call it emotional, spiritual, materialistic. Correct. People those days feel like they need to be in control of everything. It's a problem, because the universe has its own journey yeah. for you. And it has a way for you to go. And yeah, sometimes things don't work the exact way or the way you want it to happen. But if you don't release it, it's just not going to happen. You're just going to hold it. And right. I see that a lot. That's why I love all those. I do another release mechanism that I learned lately, and I absolutely love it. But it has to be released. It's like, let go. Believe yes. that someone else can help you. Believe if you walk on the beach, like you said.
Yeah,
just walk there. Listen. Just listen to the wind. Listen to the waves. Listen to what's going on. Unless you had, you know, a trauma from the past yes. that has to do with, I had that happen to me once with a client. But in general, it's a safe place. It's a happy place for a lot of people. Even people who do not go in the water, just being there, like you said, and walking on that, connecting also to that nature
right.
gives people a lot of power. And I think that's what we do. Where do you see clients? And I think you mentioned, but I want you to.
I see them in my in the valley and also in the city. They can contact me to my phone. And also I have a website, zmastertapping.com. And you can call me, and or you can email me, zmastertapping@gmail.com. And 310-384-7904, it's my cell. 310-384-7904.
So that's the way to get in touch with Ziva?
Yeah, 310-384-7904.
And we are in LA, but you said, and I know I do tapping through video. I know that you need to see also. I know that, like, for me, app reaction helps me.
Yes. You mean, where do I tap?
To do a session with someone in video. You can do that.
I can do that, yeah, on a okay. FaceTime or on a Zoom. Yeah, for sure. I just need your face.
Yes, you need to be in front and to be in a quiet place, yes, and to have your privacy, which is all basically very important. And we want to give, you did give, you know, different tips went, but mm-hmm. maybe let's do one.
We'll do
where
that.
We can show, and let's, you know, choose a okay. subject that we can try to release. It could be something very general. By the way, I do with Emotional Freedom Technique, we even do it not on anything, I wouldn't say not emotional, because it's emotional, but like craving for sweets or yeah. for carbs. Releasing that works as well.
Yes,
I've done it and I was like, what the hell? Why don't I want anything sweet anymore? And I've done it even as a group. Correct. So even that, because it's emotional eating. So when I said it's not emotional, it is emotional.
Yeah, everything goes.
Yeah, so that works as well. But let's choose something.
So before we starting, let's do just something for to make ourselves in balance. And again. And two fingers. And then switch. And then switch hands. And around our ears. And let's do two fingers with any dominant hand, the right or the left, it doesn't matter. And let's do the top of the head, where is the crown. Let's do the heart. And we say, you choose a subject about no sweets.
You see how, by the way, I was just releasing?
Releasing any bad thoughts,
any worries.
Any pain, any worries on our stomach, on our belly button, the side of our eyes, which is the glabella, by the way, under the eyes, which is our belly, under the nose, any trauma, any anxious feeling, the chin, connected to our spleen, and on the chest. And let's say after me, I love and accept all that I am.
I love and accept all that I am.
In a complete. Deep. Complete, deeply way. And I allow myself a change for the better.
And I allow myself a change for the better.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you.
So it's acceptance. It's very similar to what we do.
I know.
Very, very similar. And we do like a reset before. We always say, you know, think about a device that has batteries in it, but you put the batteries the wrong way, so let's fix it first. So we find the point like right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sore point. So mm-hmm. when you start
tapping.
That's, by the way, something I tell my clients to do sometimes. Mm-hmm. Instead of doing the whole tapping things that it takes time, when you press on it, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point. And
you can
then
choose
I would
one
say,
point. You can right. choose one point. Anything.
I don't know why this hurts a lot.
It does hurt because yeah. we hold so many things in our chest and emotions, and sometimes it could be the stomach.
Right.
Sometimes it could be under the feet, you know, when something is blocking us to continue moving to the next step, it's going to go on our feet. So we have to tap under the knees. So body and soul goes together. We have to release our body to be more flexible, to be able to be a container for ourselves and for our families, and to hold ourselves safe and healthy.
100%. And we always tell people, breathe. But people are having issues breathing the way they should mm-hmm. also because of blockages. And that's why when I just start, when she's doing it, I am already releasing and I'm starting.
Breathing.
Once you do it with someone, even your child, and you start them doing that, it means you've touched them.
Yes.
So that's what I always look with my clients, and I absolutely love that, and I
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. And by the way, you combine it also with art therapy?
Sometimes when needed, but mostly I do sometimes. It's depend on the client, and but I the master tapping is another tool to get to find the roots of what sits on us. Again, go see the doctor, of course.
100%.
But for the long term, we have to take care of ourselves, and this will help us to do it for the long term, because things are sitting in our body, and we are affecting by it.
Right. So. And many times you will see a doctor for headache, back pain, doesn't matter what, and they will tell you, we looked for everything, we did what we needed to do, we didn't find anything.
Yes.
You have to go to a psychologist, whatever. That's where you need to go to people like Ziva, because that's exactly what it is. It's the pain. It's a chronic pain, basically, that's coming from an emotional reason, I would say. And we have the whole body syndrome, how every Correct. Part in the body can tell us something. And we know exactly where to go and what does it mean. In art, by the way, I assume you do, it's more expression of...
No, you do first art and then you talk, because you sometimes we are not verbal enough. We don't know where what's bothering us.
So they express it.
So you just do art. Mm-hmm. And then once it's there, then we can talk about it. So the process is similar but different. And the tapping, the master tapping is another... system to help us to get into our soul and release trauma or things that are causing us anxiety, and especially in this difficult time.
Oh yeah, big time. That's what we need to try. We're talking about doing something together, and I think that's what we need to do, because I think people need, I know everybody's doing meditations and there's a lot of things that people
right.
are doing in groups, but I think we can go even deeper than that and help other people, even do maybe something bigger in Zoom once in English.
Yes.
And spread mm-hmm. it, because the idea is to spread it. Once you start spreading and people start feeling that, oh my God, I feel a little better, then that's all we need. That's what we are asking. By the way, can you do tapping with kids? Have you done it with kids?
Yes, and all you have to do is tell them, you know, under the nose, around the eyes, on the chin, here, on the chest.
And they'll just copy you.
And they'll just copy you and just say it, and just say the sentence, and they will feel better. Before test, even.
Mm-hmm.
And just teach them this technique. It's working. If the kids is laughing and they don't want to do it because they're adults.
I mean, we're
no,
laughing as adults.
Yeah,
it's fine.
But try it. It's worked. If they will try it even maybe later, but it does work. You just have to try it. I have a friend in New York. She didn't even pay attention, but she's doing this. And so why she's doing this, she didn't know. And then it's anxious. Why are you anxious? This is releasing anxiety. So her body knows even before she knows what's best for her. So she's doing it automatically. So
because she saw you doing it?
No, because she's doing it. And I said, do you know what you're doing? She says, no. But it's so comforting. It's mm-hmm. so nice. I says, yeah, exactly. That's what you need to do.
Right.
So it's amazing. Our body knows what we need to do.
Right.
Sometimes.
Again, we're not listening.
We're not listening.
To ourselves.
Yes.
We're looking for everything outside, and not everything is out there for us.
Right.
We need to find the one thing that's good for us, and I think this is a great thing to know, because we all want to help children. Children came to the world. We can make it better for them. First of all, if us as parents are relaxed and we are releasing all that, we can raise them better. We can be there for them. But if you can help even a younger child, it doesn't even have to be a test, a younger child that is angry about something, it doesn't matter what, then I love it. I mean, I love hearing that it can help them as well. And
yes.
And again, I will ask Ziva to repeat again, how can people get in touch with her? But you can also contact the video, the recording will be on my page, on the LA Talk Radio page. Ziva can share it as well. So people can see it and we can spread it. But if you have a question, if you want to ask Ziva anything, just do that, DM or in a comment. That will be great. But let them know again the website first.
The website is zmastertapping.com, and my phone number is 310-384-7904. Waiting for you.
Perfect. Do you have social media also?
I have my FaceTime, my
Facebook,
sorry, and my Instagram.
Okay, under your name.
Under my
Ziva
name.
Ziva Plattner.
Yes.
So and that's, I mean, I just know that a lot of people that are listening to this show are on the social media. And yeah, by all means, I mean, help yourself. You need to feel better. You need to be better. Nothing big here. No, you know, you don't need a year
right.
of therapy. It can
exactly.
work in very few sessions, and we like it. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Even though I knew, then, I mean, I learned a lot from you.
And of course, it's confidential.
For sure.
There's no...
Just like any other therapy.
Yes.
So thank you, Ziva. Thank you so much
thank
for being
so
here. Time flew by, as
wow.
you can see.
Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll do something together.
Thank you. Thank you. Toda.
You're listening to Show Me the Numbers with Yael Kagan, only on LA Talk Radio.